today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to our program today. We hope you'll join us as we study the Word of God today. We're continuing our study in the little book of Jude. It's a fascinating book, and Jude has a great message for us. So I hope you'll stay with us today, and I'd encourage you to get your Bible and join with us in the Scripture as we consider the Word of God today. I want to pick up where we left off last time, and it's kind of difficult to bring us up to where we are, so I need to do just a little bit of review. We're actually down in verses 8 to 19. Now, Jude does not have any chapters. It simply consists of about 25 verses. And so we don't really say Jude chapter 1 because there's no chapter 2. And so we just look at the verses. So starting in verse 8, Jude begins to characterize false teachers. In the beginning of the book, he encouraged us to contend for the faith because there were false teachers among us. And as much as those false teachers were there in Jude's day, those false teachers are with us today as well. And he reminded us that we need to beware of these false teachers because they are unbelieving. He gave us the example of Israel. They're rebellious. Gave us the example of the angels. They reject God's word and God's will, and do what they want to, and then they try to replace God with idols, and then, of course, then they just simply renounce God, that there is no God, and that God shouldn't be paid attention to, and in very bold and strong languages. Then Jude goes on to give us the character of these false teachers. And actually, this is a big part of Jude. It covers nearly 11 verses out of the 25. And it's going to take us several weeks to get through all of these. But I want to take the time to do it because these are some interesting characteristics, I think, that Jude uses to describe what these false teachers are like. Now, what I'd like to do first of all, and I may not do this every week, but I want to go ahead and read all of these verses. I'm going to begin in verse 8 in the little book of Jude, and listen to how he characterizes these false teachers. He said, "Likewise, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak of evil dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke thee.' But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about by winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, 'Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them, of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. And their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there would be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. What a characterization of false teachers. I feel like Jude has pretty much covered everything here, and we're going to go through these. And some of them we looked at last week, and picking up in verse 5, where he went and told them to remember. Now, you know, the bottom line is that these people are just not saved. They don't know the Lord. I mean, how could they be mockers of God and know Christ as their Savior? No, mock the Christ that has saved their soul. And so I believe they're unsaved. And so he said that they were, and we looked at these before, he said they were filthy dreamers in verse 8. He said that they defile the flesh. He talked about how they despise dominion or rebel against authority, how they speak evil of dignitaries. Verse 10, he talked about how they just don't know what they're talking about. And then in verse 10, this is kind of where we left off last time. He said that they're vulgar. Verse 10, he says, these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. He called them brute beasts. They're vulgar. They're foul-mouthed, brute beasts. They act like animals, following worldly instincts and lusts of their own flesh. And in following after those things, instead of following after Christ and trying to follow after the teachings and the Word of God, he said they corrupt themselves. Now, in verse 11, he points out how that these false teachers have followed bad examples. Let's read it. Verse 11, he says, woe to them, for they've gone in the way of Cain, and read greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. He mentions three of them. In Cain, remember, Cain was a murderer. He killed his brother. And he said they follow after the way of Cain. Actually, Cain was disobedient to God from the beginning. He didn't listen to God. He didn't obey what God told him and how to bring the correct sacrifice. He said they've gone after Baal. They followed the example of Baal. He called it the error of Balaam, which basically was idol worship. And he said that they then also perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Now, to understand about Korah, you have to go back to Numbers chapter 16, where a group of people rose up against Moses and rose up against Aaron. And you read that chapter and you see how God put them in their place and how God dealt with them there. In verse 12, he says, they show up to your feasts. He said, there's spots in your feasts of charity. It's a funny thing. He said, they show up to your feasts, but you know what? They're not part of the church. I'm sure that if you attend regularly to a local church, that you have these people that show up when special things are going on. They come to special events. Oh, we have our share here at our church. When we have a big dinner or when we may have a gospel concert, these people show up and they come and they eat our food. They don't contribute to our church. And listen, don't misunderstand me. We're glad they're here. But they're not part of the church. They're not part of our fellowship. They just come to take advantage of us. And we don't mind them coming because it gives us opportunity to give them the gospel and to tell them about the Lord. And maybe we can get them to be part of the church. Now, he's describing these false teachers. Some come on false pretenses. I've seen people that come to special events that wanted to come and sell something, selling insurance. Or we had a man one time that came to special events, and every time he came with pockets full of vitamins and trying to sell his vitamins. He says they're feeding without fear, like they do really belong. And they'll act like that. They'll come in and act like they've been there the whole time. And we know different. They're hypocrites. They just show up for the special events. In verse 12, he said these false teachers are like clouds without water. Now, I'm not sure how that's possible because a cloud is made up of a water vapor. Here, I think he's talking about how they're empty. And being empty, they're blown about, he said, by the winds, in verse 12. Carried about by the winds. And whichever way the wind is blowing, that's the way that they go. That's the way that they travel. And that's the way that they live their life. They just go by whatever fad or whatever is popular or whatever's going on at the moment. They'll just jump onto that bandwagon and go with it. And certainly over the years in churches, we've seen our share of fads and things that come and go. And some of these are good things, but these false teachers, they just jump on these fads and jump on these little things that distract us sometimes from the gospel. And they just get blown around. And he also said in verse 12 that they're like trees without fruit, twice dead. What does he mean by that, twice dead? Well, first of all, they're trees without fruit. They're not producing anything. They're not putting anything out. Oh, they'll suck up all of the nutrients and they'll suck up everything that they can from you, but there's no production. Twice dead, no fruit, and secondly, no life. They're dead. They're dead in their trespasses and sin, the Bible says. And while they may look pretty, and while they may spread out their branches, there's no fruit. Jesus said that I have called you and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And these false teachers have no fruit. They may get a following. But when we talk about fruit, you know, we're talking about fruits of righteousness, that they live right. Talking about fruit of people who come to Christ and are saved. They're more interested in their false doctrine and their false teaching and trying to pull people out to follow their dead way than they are in winning people to Christ. You know, this is one way you can spot them. When they're not about the glory of God and winning people to Christ, you can identify them very quickly as these false teachers. Now, we're not done. There's many more, but we've got to stop here for today and go through and look at some more of these. We're going to look at a few more next time, as we're going to have to continue this series on and look at these characterizations of the character of false teachers. Thanks for joining us. Hope you'll join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hopes you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.